Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll come to order, please. Senate will come to order for the fourth legislative day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence this morning? Madam Secretary, let's give Senator Sturgalewski a chance to push her button there. All members of the Senate are present today. May we please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Fisher this morning?
Dear Father God, we have come from many directions to gather here for important work. As different and unique as our backgrounds and our personal objectives are, we pray that the power of your Spirit will unify us in the work at hand, and that we may give ourselves to the disciplines and the concentrations needed to accomplish our tasks. I ask everyone here, man and woman, would eagerly give themselves to affectionate and long thought about the very best objectives of the constituents who have sent us here to do our labor for their good. And I pray that as we do it, we would remain considerate to your law and the commandments of Christ you would have us live by. Praying it all in the authority of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Senator Ewling, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ewling, you're seeking the floor, sir?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. May we have the certification of the journal, please, for the third legislative day?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the third legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the third legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objections, the journal for the third legislative day is approved by the State Senate.
We have our brief at ease.
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Back to order, please. We are under introduction of guests. Are there introduction of guests to be introduced today? Senator Hensley.
Yes, Madam President. In the gallery behind me, I have a visitor who is a shareholder of NANA, who happens to be the son of a famous Eskimo actor from the 30s, 40s, Ray Mala. I'd like to introduce Ted Mala, who's director of the Alaska Siberian Medical Research Program at the University of Alaska in Anchorage.
Dr. Mala, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Welcome to the Senate. Further introduction of guests? Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House of Representatives?
A message dated January 13, Dear Madam President, the House has passed and returned Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 33, suspending Uniform Rule 23A of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill 319 relating to the Alaska Winter Olympics account. This resolution has been referred for enrollment. Message of January 13, Dear Madam President, the House passed and is transmitting for consideration committee substitute for House Bill Number 308, State Affairs amended by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to voter registration.
That bill will be referred to the State Affairs Committee and the Finance Committee.
There are no further messages from the House this morning.
Are there communications?
There's a communication from Hugh Malone, a commissioner at Department of Revenue, regarding loan purchases for FY87 in accordance with AS 3705035. And there's a letter dated January 11 from Hugh Malone reporting the amount necessary to be appropriated from the general fund for the payment of interest on revenue anticipation notes for the previous fiscal year, the amount anticipated during the current fiscal year, and an amount forecast for the next fiscal year. in accordance with AS 4308035C.
Both of those reports will be referred to the Finance Committee.
And there is a disclosure letter dated January 13 in accordance with AS 2460070 from Senator Kelly. This will be in a supplement to today's journal. That is all the communications this morning.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Rules Committee considered Senate Resolution Number 28, establishing a special committee on resource development, and recommends calendaring January 14. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Binkley, Jones, Hensley, and Fakes. The Senate Resolution Number 29, dedicating the second session of the 15th Alaska State Legislature to the late Senator Don Bennett, was considered by the Rules Committee, and they recommended calendaring January 14. Senator Elias and Chairman concurring Senator Fakes, Binkley, Jones, and Hensley. These bills are on today's calendar. And that is all the standing committee reports.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Brings us to introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills this morning.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 241 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to election campaign financing in the Alaska Public Offices Commission and providing for an effective date.
This sponsor substitute will be referred to the State Affairs Committee. There is a zero fiscal note that came with this bill with the Governor's transmittal letter, but the Finance Committee may wish to have a further referral of this bill. Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
We'll look at it. The Judiciary may wish to also.
Yes, sir. That would be just fine.
Senate Bill Number 341 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to public finance, including lease financing, and providing for an effective date.
This will be referred to the State Affairs Committee and the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 342 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to contracting procedures for sale and delivery of in-bond merchandise at the international airports and providing for an effective date.
Transportation Committee.
Senate Bill Number 343 by Senators Sturgalewski, Ewing, and Fahrenkamp, an act relating to the liability of directors of corporations.
Labor and Commerce Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill Number 344 by Senator Duncan, an act relating to general contractors and to certain contracts of state agencies and political subdivisions.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 345 by Senator Zemanski, an act creating the Resource Development Dispute Resolution Task Force and providing for an effective date.
This will be referred to the Resources Committee. If it picks up a finance referral or a finance fiscal note, of course, it'll have to go to finance. But right now, it's the Resources referral.
Senate Bill Number 346 by Senators Fahrenkamp, Zemanski, Duncan, Hensley, Sturgalewski, Zharoff, Josephson, Kelly, Halford, Coghill, Fakes, and Rohde, entitled an act granting immunity from civil liability for providing volunteer emergency services.
Judiciary Committee.
And that is all the Senate bills this morning, Madam President.
That brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
CS for Senate Bill Number 37, Judiciary, an act relating to fingerprinting of minors and amending Alaska Rule of Children's Procedure 24. This was held from yesterday's calendar in second reading.
But we did adopt the Judiciary Committee CS, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, on the desk of the membership, you'll find a Supreme Court Order Number 845, which makes reference to it. Some changes made in July during the interim on the rules and children's procedure. I might clarify that the reason we have this particular bill on the calendar today was passed for calendaring at the end of the last session, and there's been some changes in Supreme Court rules. So with the prime sponsor's approval, I move and ask unanimous consent that this bill, that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 37, Judiciary, be returned to the Rules.
Without objections, the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 37 has been returned to the Rules Committee. Next item on the calendar, Madam Secretary.
Senate Resolution Number 28 by the Rules Committee, establishing a special committee on resource development. The Resources Committee considered this resolution, and a majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senator Fanning, Duncan, Zaroff, Sturgalewski, and Fisher. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommended calendaring, signing the Rules Report with Senator Eliason, Binkley, Jones, Hensley, and Fakes.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move that SR 28 be adopted.
Any discussion? Questions? The Senate is prepared for the question. The question being, shall Senate Resolution Number 28 be adopted by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So Senate Resolution Number 28 has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas. Next item on the calendar.
Senate Resolution Number 29, dedicating the second session of the 15th Alaska State Legislature to the late Senator Don Bennett by Senators Fahrenkamp, Sturgiluski, Ewing, Zaroff, Kelly, Kurtula, Fisher, and Szymanski. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommend calendaring to date. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, Senators Fakes, Binkley, Jones, and Hensley.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, I have been contacted by or been in contact with every member of this body. I want to apologize to those that I did not contact before it went in, and I would like to request that all members of this Senate be listed by name alphabetically after those that are on it.
Would you make a motion, please, Secretary?
I move and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, by unanimous consent, all senators individually be shown as co-sponsors to this resolution. Is there any further discussion? Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move that Senate Resolution Number 29 be adopted.
Would you ask unanimous consent, sir?
And ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, Senate Resolution Number 29 has been adopted by unanimous consent. Next item on the calendar.
Citation in memoriam Paul Choquette by Senators Rohde, Sturgiluski, Abood, Kurtula, Szymanski, Ewing, Halford, and Eliason. In memoriam Orville Lake by Senators Rohde, Fahrenkamp, Sturgiluski, Abood, Kurtula, Banks, Halford, and Eliason. In memoriam Clark L. Engel by Senators Rohde, Sturgiluski, Fanning, Kurtula, Kelly, and Halford. In memoriam George Gustafson by Senators Rohde, Sturgiluski, and Kurtula. In memoriam Edward Coffey by Senators Rohde, Sturgiluski, Abood, Kurtula, Fakes, and Halford. In memoriam Joseph M. Jackson by Senators Rohde, Sturgiluski, Abood, Ewing, Kurtula, Kelly, and Halford.
Senator Josephson, sir.
Madam President, without objection, I would like to ask that my name be shown as a sponsor of the Choquette, Lake, Gustafson, and Jackson citations.
Hearing no objection, Senator Josephson will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Choquette, Lake, and Gustafson citations.
And Jackson
citations. Thank you, sir. Further discussion, Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the memoriam of Clark Engel, who's a personal friend of mine.
Hearing no objection, Senator Coghill will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Clark Engel citation. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I make the same motion.
With the same motion, Senator Eliason will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Engel citation. Further discussion? Further additions? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation calendar as read.
Hearing no objection, the citation calendar has been approved by this body. Brings us to unfinished business. Senator Sturgiluski.
I would move and ask unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor with the approval of the sponsor to SB 32, the penalty for the possession of marijuana.
Without objection, Senator Sturgiluski will be shown as a co-sponsor on SB 32, possession of marijuana. Senator Halford, you're seeking the floor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day rule be waived for the consideration of SCR 32, SB 335, and SB 336
but
in the
Senator,
Finance Committee.
But, Senator, could you slow down just a little, please, sir? SCR 32?
SCR 32, SB 335, and SB 336. SCR 32 is a resolution in collection policies. SB 335 and 336 deal with the permanent fund accumulated return dividends being put into the dividend fund. They'll be taken up on Monday morning at 9 o'clock in the Senate Finance Committee.
Hearing no objections, SCR 32 and Senate Bill 335 and 336 will have the five-day rule waived on those bills for finance consideration on Monday morning. Senator Jones seeking the floor.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 32, an act relating to marijuana.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you will be shown as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 32, an act relating to marijuana. Senator Kelly.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the five-day rule be waived on SJR 46, opposing the implementation of a limited entry system in North Pacific Sablefish, Executive Order 68, Executive Order regarding business licenses, and SB 329, an act relating to the transfer of business licensing. These bills will be heard tomorrow, January 15th. I would also move and ask unanimous consent the Labor and Commerce Committee waive House Bill 260, excise tax on sale of tobacco products.
Without objections, House Bill 260 relating to the sale on tobacco tax will be waived from the Labor and Commerce Committee. Senator Kelly has requested the waiving of a five-day rule on a series of bills. I didn't catch them all. Did all members catch all of those bills that Senator Kelly has requested that? Without objection, that motion will be granted. I would hope that with the posting of this week's agendas that we can eliminate the waiving of the five-day rule. Motion. Senator Binkley.
President, with the sponsor's consent, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill number 339, an act relating to tobacco products.
Without objection, Senator Binkley will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 339, an act relating to tobacco products. Senator Szymanski.
President, with the sponsor's consent, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as co-sponsor of Senate Bill 333 relating to priority claims during a banking liquidation.
Without objection, Senator Szymanski will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 333, prior claims to bank liquidations. Further unfinished business?
Self-interest.
Senator Coghill?
Madam President, I also move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 260 be excess tax on sale of tobacco products be waived from the Resources Committee.
Without objections, House Bill 260 dealing with an excise tax on tobacco will be waived from the Resources Committee. Senator Binkley, sir.
Just a point of information. What's the next committee of referral on that bill?
Finance Committee.
Thank you.
But I don't think the bill is out of the State Affairs Committee yet, sir. So the referrals on that bill will be State Affairs, Finance, and the Rules Committee. Further unfinished business. Senator Boob, seeking the floor, sir.
Yes, Madam President, I will not be a co-sponsor of that particular bill at this particular time. Thank you.
Yesterday, I made a referral to with the governor's appointments to the APUC Commission to the State Affairs Committee. I was incorrect on that. It should be those referrals for the confirmation hearing should be the Labor and Commerce Committee. So I will be changing that referral from State Affairs to Labor and Commerce. That was my error. Further unfinished business? Brings us to announcements. Senator Curtula.
There will be a Judiciary Committee meeting on Tuesday in which we're posting Senate Bill 141. It's an act it's dealing with the training of people to deal with toxic paints. Senate Bill 141.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, on Friday, tomorrow, the 15th, from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock in the Butrovich Room, the New Revenue Work Group will meet. Our guest will be Truman Clark. He's the president of the Research Association of the Laffer Association. He authored numerous economic publications, and he will give a presentation, Alaska's Economic Future. We've been looking into this over the interim, and I think that it would be interesting to any senator that wished to attend. That's from 8:30 tomorrow morning, from 8:30 until 10 a.m.
Further announcements? Senator Eliason.
Madam President, the Rules Committee will have a short meeting this afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Belts Room. We've taken up Senate Bill 32 relating to marijuana and Senate Bill 95 relating to the renewal of a driver's license. May I have a brief at ease?
Without objections, the Senate will stand at ease. Order, please. We are under announcements. Special orders this morning. Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, just very, very briefly. I introduced a piece of legislation this morning dealing with liability.
Could you make
a motion? Sorry. Move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be allowed the privilege of the floor for brief remarks regarding a piece of legislation that I introduced this
without
morning.
Objection, Senator. You do have the floor under special
thank session. You, Madam President.
Special orders.
I introduced a piece of legislation limiting the liability of directors of corporations. When I attended Fish Expo this year, I was absolutely amazed to find some 25,000 people and an incredible number of businesses dealing with fisheries, and a whole lot of those were obviously benefiting from the product of off our shores. And I was approached by a couple of very large corporations that were interested in becoming corporate citizens of the state of Alaska. One of the major problems they had dealt with the individual responsibility of boards of directors. In other words, they can be sued on certain acts. And those are not ones where they act in good faith, but it's caused problems across the country. And took a look at that and found a way that when they're acting in good faith, if the boards of or the stockholders approve, that they can limit that personal liability. And I would really appreciate your taking a look at this. I think it's the kind of thing that we might encourage our corporations coming and being corporate members of the Alaskan economic community. Although it's a modest piece of legislation, I think there's some direct results that are positive to the state that could accrue from it.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Rohde.
Floor on the same topic, Madam President.
Without objection, you do have the floor, sir.
I applaud Senator Sturgiluski's efforts in this area. I would also note that Alaska's corporate law is a joke. It is an anachronism. It provides no incentive for anyone to become a corporate citizen of Alaska, and I would urge my colleagues to take a serious look at modernizing, virtually bringing our corporate law into the 20th century for our economic health and for the well-being of those people who wish to do business here. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Further special orders this morning? Mr. Majority, Senator Kelly, Senator Kurtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent to revert to announcements.
Under announcements, sir, without objection.
Question the President of the Senate. Still, the intention of those that were interested to have the 12:30 meeting today of the Rail Belt Group on energy problems.
I think it will be more important than ever after the governor's budget address, sir.
Thank you very much. And that's in Finance Committee. Is that House Finance
or Senate Finance? Senate. No, it is House Finance.
House Finance, my memory.
It is House
Finance. I just thought it ought to be brought back to attention.
Appreciate that, sir. Thank you. I'm going to ask the majority leader to tell the body what's going to happen in the joint session prior to making his motion of recess this morning. Are there any more special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, before I do make the recess motion, I'd like to note to the body that we're also not only going to meet to listen to the governor's budget speech, but also going to vote on confirmation of the new ombudsman. So with that,
would you tell them when we're taking the roll?
Madam President, we intend I intend to make the motion of joint session to show all senators present. However, we'll have a roll call after the governor has left the chambers, and we'll conduct the remaining business at that time. So I would urge that if you're not at the session, that you come to vote in confirmation. It requires two-thirds vote. So with that, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess for the purpose of the joint session of the House chambers at 11 o'clock to hear the governor's budget address.
Without objection, the Senate is recessed. Come back to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. January 15, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate stands adjourned until 11 a.m. January 15th.